It is our final Love & Hip Hop after show. Make sure you guys tune in. Here we go. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Wait, Jens, turn this the fuck up. What are you doing?
Hold on. Shout out to Nigga Lat.
What up, AfterBuzz? This is your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for the Love & Hip Hop Hollywood AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm literally joined in studio by my favorite peoples in the world. Like, my favorite peoples in the motherfucking world. We got Miss Courtney Stewart.
Hey!
Having her hot flashes. Bring them tonight.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, Gigi couldn't be here with us because we got the original dog gangsta in the house. Stephon.
He came home, y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
He came home.
Smart chair. All right,
James. We got James and engineer. Boo, James, turn it up.
James.
We got TT the artist right here.
Make sure
you guys check her out. She just dropped a new record.
I got this. I like this.
It's everything. It's art royalty. Check it out. Just drop.
I'm getting that Miami feel. Shout out to Miami, Florida. 305 Pitbull in the building. Ross.
Alright, so let's talk about it, y'all. I know a lot of y'all don't make it to the end of the 45 minutes, so I'm just gonna start it at the beginning. I love you. I appreciate y'all for joining with us for all the seasons that you have. Unfortunately, my tired ass has hit a conscious moment in my life, and I just cannot speak on this shit anymore. So we're gonna give you guys one big rip tonight, and I will not be back next week. So God bless you. I urge you to follow me because I got something coming. I know I've been saying that I've had a project. I'm always like, oh, I got something to work. And then I'll give you a day and then it never come out. They gave me too much. What are we drinking tonight?
We're supposed to cheers because we had a little champagne.
Final episode
together. Woo!
With everybody, you know.
But so I know for years I've been saying I have a project, but it's because it's a really special project. It's something you ain't never seen before.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be coming out within the next 2 weeks. So make sure you guys check me out.
Follow me everywhere
at DJ Jesse J.
I'm everywhere at Stuart Starlin, and I might be involved in that project a little bit.
Bitch, you might be. They all going to be sitting at my fucking table with me.
Anything Jesse working on, he got my support. So I'm going to be there.
Boom. You know what I mean? Stephon.
And that's not just
Stephon
the
Wallace.
Hennessy speaking. Shout out to Hennessy Black. Black is Hollywood Live. Make sure y'all check them out too.
And that was
out every week. Black Hollywood Live Thursdays, 5 o'clock.
Hey. And if you want to hear more new music, like TT the artist, check out Black Hollywood Live's The Beat.
That's on Wednesdays, y'all.
I actually had Willie on.
I know Willie was.
I just saw that. That's cool.
And Black Hollywood Live, we also had Shonda on, which she brought her child in, and I was like, okay. Look at you being a mama.
Or a little bit too much. Anyway, sip tea.
No, we're going to sip tea with this reunion because I was just the fuck?
Damn hot.
It's hot in here, y'all.
I took
James,
three notes.
I love you. Can we pull up the chat?
I hope y'all chatting.
Give me life, chat.
I know y'all.
Hey, while we're pulling up the chat, I just want to apologize to everybody. I have been trying to get my life.
To get a woman pregnant.
I have been trying to get Julie Harper pregnant. We've been practicing.
Is that a song? What did that bring you to? What did
it
that
took
moment?
Me to Drake. Drake had that little practice. Whatever. Anyway, it's terrible. I can't sing. But they do pay me to do commercials. Holla!
All right, let me throw
But I do apologize for not being here, guys. I'm so glad to be back. And also, Jesse, because you said this is my final show, I just want everybody to know that this also is my final show.
Basically, all of us about to go. Y'all gonna have a whole new crew for the next season.
So be nice to them.
So be nice to them. Love them. We
don't
appreciate
read
you for
them
watching.
Don't compare them. That's the main thing. Don't try and compare them.
Just
not
watch it and enjoy it, you know?
But what you can do is make sure you follow us because I promise you, whatever the next project is, involves all of us.
Y'all
so please just
it.
Check it out because it's on a whole new level. Anyways, all right, let's do what we're supposed to do here tonight.
Okay.
Let's talk about this fucking goddamn reunion.
I'm gonna miss y'all, but go ahead.
I'm missing. Well, I'm not gonna miss y'all.
No, I'm gonna miss this.
I'm gonna miss this on Monday nights.
I'm gonna miss y'all in this fucking chat room.
You right, girl. We're entering a Trump world.
Right, girl. We entered a Trump world. We need to make some changes, and we hope you guys follow these changes with us. And I'm gonna actually just put this out there. Genuinely, I know this sounds crazy because I've been doing this for so many years. I'm gonna say this, but if you are upset about the Trump situation, all that, something that you can do is to boycott TV shows like this. Because at the end of the day, the reason I am taking a step back from this is because we are promoting and putting on a pedestal. Mess. Bad behavior, and it's fun. And I come in here with my, you know what I mean, my bottle, like, hey, but this lives on the internet forever, and so, you know what I mean, I'm gonna have to deal with that at some point.
at some point in my life,
at some point, I have to deal with that. But I'm gonna start tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, and changing my life. And I hope you all take that step with me. And I know that was a real too serious, and I'm about to stop because we can't be serious. For the
Kim,
rest of
keep watching. I don't know if
we should talk politics. I do want to say
we
though,
definitely are not talking.
We're
politics
not gonna talk politics. I do want to say though, really quick, for all of those who are boycotting Trump and very upset, forget about who you voted for, who you wanted to win.
Oh, okay.
That's over with, right?
Spin this.
I am going to spin it. Right now, he is the pilot of the plane. So it would be asinine for each of you to be angry at the pilot of the plane.
Because
as
we
you
don't want
him,
the co-pilot.
Because you want him to get us safely from one area to the next. So
it's
think
four
about
years
that.
From landing point.
He's got 4 years in control of what we do. Let's just try to support him and hope that he does the right thing.
All right.
Support him.
Okay, anyways, back to Ratchet Television. Let's talk about it. That was way too serious. Sorry about it. I didn't mean it.
I was about to say something. I didn't mean it.
We talking about everything tonight.
Keen Lagerfeld, you better already know, motherfucker. Anyways, all right, here we go. So Masika versus Hazel. Masika talking about I'm leaving. I'm like, girl, why does Masika think that she's fucking Joanne the scammer? Like, she all of a sudden one day got hit off the head by a Fetty Wap's dick, and all of a sudden
and
now she caught Kazen.
Like a friend of the housewives kind of situation. She ain't.
I'm just like,
a major
but where
character.
Did she come from? She's like, I'm not.
I won't be on stage with this bitch.
I'm not.
I won't even see her
breathing.
Name.
I get out of my Caucasian
now.
Stage. Get out of my Caucasian stage.
Oh, Masika. Oh, Masika.
What's her name?
I'm just trying to figure out, like, because I fucked with Masika, but I'm just trying to figure out this reunion.
And I liked her this season, and then in the reunion, I'm like, girl, you ain't.
I think the Fetty Wap has gone to her head.
That Wapness.
The Wap sperm. Let's just hope, because that's the only thing that's connected to her.
She got Wap.
A sperm cell that made it swimming upstream.
Hey.
Made okay. That little baby
well,
girl.
You know, we
God bless the baby girl.
Go ahead, Michael Phelps.
You know what I'm saying? It go made
on.
It upstream.
He's on down. The sperm on down. Altered her DNA, so she is permanently.
Well, I think because Fetty Wap is not just relevant.
Fetty Wap got Masika like, hey guys,
I'm somebody now.
Fetty Wap is not just relevant. He's like on top as far as you know things go. He's one of the big players right now.
Is he?
He had the biggest year of anybody
of last year, right?
Well, last year.
Welcome
yeah.
to 2017.
So she's living on that fame is what I'm saying. She's riding that wave as she rode that wave.
I ain't heard a Fetty Wap track since 1738 till this Hazel.
I don't even know.
I'm just kidding. But
I still ain't heard Hazel's track. I don't believe it.
It actually ain't bad.
I did lose it too, Francisco.
Now, here's what I'm going to say. Because when I interviewed Hazel over at the Reality TV Awards, and if you guys want something real messy and juicy, make sure you guys check out the Reality TV Rewards backstage recap.
Awards, not rewards.
It was rewarding for me.
We got all the tea.
Shouted. So anyways... I want to say shout out to Hazel for playing up on the part and just coming out with a fur coat. And she said
she was a character.
Masika. But I gotta say, Masika has been hanging out with either a comedian or some top of the line gay boy that he's giving her all these catty little one liners. I'm serious because Masika got a fucking repertoire of motherfucking
one liners. She was ready to go. She's
for everyone. Like yeah. She was yeah. like, I'm gonna take a season off. I'm gonna watch all y'all motherfuckers take some notes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm gonna come back with.
Then I'm gonna come back pregnant
and be prepared.
And
she'd be like, Tiara Mahi? Who?
Yeah, no. And I mean, she was on point with hers, you know? The thing is, to leave the entire stage was ridiculous.
Who, what?
She left the whole stage.
Yeah, that was
it was dramatic. And then standing in the middle of the audience, like,
You're not. Didn't Jocelyn do like her? She did her reunion from somewhere, Satellite.
Who did it via Satellite?
Erica Mena did it via Satellite.
Which that was a try. I knew somebody I loved. Look, Drea Michele can do that on Basketball Wives.
But you.
Erica Mena was.
And you lose your credibility, Missy. You like, I'm not talking. But you kept addressing this bitch the whole time.
And you didn't leave.
And you didn't leave. And
you sat in the audience. You literally sat with the audience members.
So basically, you got downgraded, boo. You let her sit on stage. You continued to address the situation. And then you were sitting in the audience.
Because you wanted to hear what Hazel had to say.
Exactly. Of course.
So
of course.
You should have just sat.
Masika, you're better than that. Come
with
on,
your
girl.
Your Blackbird dress and been fine.
Yes, Blackbird. Blackbird. You can't win.
you can't break even.
All right. So Hazel said, Come on, Cole. All this beef started on VH1 Live when she said, "Hazel, who? Why are you mad, Hazel? Come on, really, boo? You're mad at that, Hazel? Who? Hazel?
No.
He?
No, she's not mad at that." That was a way that she can get in to talk some shit herself
she was like,
sort of relevant again.
I was
Francisco?
Oh, no. Like she said, to come out of
bitch,
retirement.
No, bitch, wait. Keen Lockville said A1 had them Downton Abbey pearls.
Don't hate on the Downton Abbey pearls.
Jalen says shit, Ray y'all. J looked higher than Diana Ross hair
yes,
ever
he did.
Would.
Hey, Ray J's my guy, so period. He's my favorite. Episode. He's my favorite character. Even though he's living his real life, he's my favorite character.
For real, Ray J, your favorite.
Ray J. All
right. I'm done.
I love me some Ray J.
Then all of a sudden, everyone put their fucking 25 cents in like it's a fucking penny stamp machine. Tiara talking about, I don't think anyone should be bringing up kids. I was going to say Nina Sky Knight and what's her name?
Moniz was like
Nia.
She's like, never have to be bringing up kids. I just think
who's
that?
It's Nia. With the lisp.
Tell nobody.
Courtney, that was awesome.
Don't talk about the kiss.
I have to fucking co-host with her on Black Hollywood Live on Wednesday at the Beat at 2 p.m.
Uh-oh. She's coming?
Yeah, because she's friends with Queen.
Came.
She's friends with Queen, so she's going to start doing this little co-hosting.
Help me out, though.
I'm
going to
have her like start this little co-hosting. I feel like I'm going to pull her away from this whole Love and Hip Hop. I want her like...
Okay, but help me out.
You know I love to save the babies.
Without Soulja Boy, why are we talking to her?
Because, look... I need to make sure she ain't fucking no boys. He's
trying to save somebody.
He always trying to
save the boys. I'm done saving boys. I'm going to save the hoes. I'm going to save the hoes. I'm not saving no boys no more. Because look, here's the thing, y'all. I knew I found...
Hey. What? Hey. Yo. Nina.
Nina.
I don't even want to say it because Nia Long, I always had a thing for her growing up.
Too.
Shout out to Nia Long. So I don't want her to be Nia.
Oh my God, I love you, James, for that. I just so appreciate it.
Thank you for throwing that in.
Pause. Can you please play an Ashanti and Ja Rule just when you feel it?
Whenever you feel
any
it.
Any one of them. They only had one.
They didn't only have
no,
one.
No, they had like three. Follow.
You just Google that, and when I see it, I'll just be like,
"That
one."
A whole lot of Ashanti. Is she coming back with something? Like,
who
I feel
playing
like
a lot of Ashanti?
Well, on Sirius Radio, they keep like suddenly, all of a sudden, it's like a lot of Ashanti music, and I'm like,
"Look
what's
at you
going
having
on?
Sirius Radio."
Girl,
everybody
you better have that
no
coin.
You know they all got that Sirius Radio. You got a little money.
You
in
got
your
that
pocket.
Sirius Radio money. Okay.
You got a little dollar in your pocket, dog.
Courtney done got a new spot. She living in a new building. She living. I seen the apartment.
Got
if you see
keys,
my Snapchat, you seen
come
it too.
Through and see when they punch the
you
code.
Snapping in my apartment.
I showed you.
I haven't even decorated it.
I have not.
I snapped it and made it seem like it was my apartment.
Nobody's invited until it's decorated.
No, you throw
I
a
did,
housewarming
I did,
before
I
it's decorated.
No, you do not.
You throw a housewarming
that's what
before it's decorated.
Moore did I was on just Real Housewives of Atlanta, and that is some bullshit.
No,
okay?
But that allows for you to not have a place to clean up.
Oh wait, hold up. Turn it up.
Hey,
what do you got?
Oh, yeah. No, this song here was everything when it came out. Yeah.
This is when Courtney done. What was you doing to this song?
I don't know what Courtney was doing to this song.
I was still a virgin when this song came out. I know Courtney was. We know that. We figured that out.
Right now, I don't know what y'all talking about.
We figured that out 3 seasons ago. Right?
I'm always there when you call. I wanted Ashanti so bad on this track.
You wanted to what?
I wanted her. I just wanted her.
He said he wanted Ashanti.
Ashanti. Oh, Ashanti.
It's
Ashanti.
Ashanti? Ashanti.
But you know, in the hood, they say Ashanti.
Ashanti.
Okay.
No, that's Ashanti from the hood that y'all was trying to get with. Ashanti from the hood. Was on the TV.
Making videos and whatnot.
Hey. Nothing to
please
do
throw
with
a house party right so now while you got no furniture. Go.
I'm so hot.
Oh,
right
bitch,
now.
Wait till you see my house party.
Throw that. You ain't ready.
All right, you ain't ready for real. Okay, so I realized why I love Safari.
Oh,
Safari's my guy.
So I understand why I was so attracted to him, because he's broke. That's just.
Oh, God.
I didn't know that.
Apparently, I have a thing for just broke men.
Everybody,
you know,
stretch your hands forth towards
man.
Jesse and okay. Pray for him.
Please,
Father,
y'all. We need Jesse to release the bondage.
Release
of being
him from
a broke
the...
Negro in his life.
Amen.
In the
amen.
Name of Jesus. Jesus. You can free yourself from that, brother.
Bring him a good brother with a job.
I'm very. Yes, I'm attracted to fuck boys and broke men.
And a car, Lord Jesus.
Lord.
Oh,
out
there.
Deserves a good man, Jesus. Take me to a goddamn restaurant.
You know what I'm saying? Safari.
Somebody to buy him something other than McDonald's. Y'all.
Listen,
he could do it.
No, not McDonald's.
The yard man named Safari still. Until I found out.
That's fine, but the thing is, Safari just need to know, Daddy gonna take care of you.
No,
just
no,
come
no
on.
That's what he don't need to know.
Wait,
no.
Like Jaheim said, come on over to my place.
No, man. See,
fail.
Girls
fail.
Have been telling Safari the wrong thing. I didn't realize Safari was broke.
What, girl? Maybe he ain't broke. Maybe
I don't think he's broke.
Maybe he isn't broke. He just don't have to spend money on these chicks because they let him do that.
Boop.
I wish I would go to a restaurant with somebody.
I disagree.
He don't touch his Boop. Wallet.
I disagree.
Like,
here's the thing. If he ain't touching his wallet, this is what I know about
would
Safari.
Would you touch your wallet if Nikki brought a trans woman to come sit down and talk about you fucked her?
I don't know if I would touch my wallet for Nikki's portion.
Oh, but see what I'm saying? These are the type of men that
here's
he
the
was
thing
fucking
I found
with a $50 million woman who he was writing all her music. So he like, why I gotta pull my wallet out?
She had more money. She had more money. I get it.
I'm all about women's lib, but if you gonna take me out the first time, you got to buy dinner at least once.
But here's the
and
thing
Nikki
about
didn't,
Safari.
Nikki didn't back him up. He didn't say nothing. Like,
No. He didn't have no money.
Where your money
if you
at?
Don't say nothing, you had no money. Here's the thing about Safari. Safari is a corny ass dude.
No, he ain't.
But he is a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
He's got a good heart.
But
and if Safari with a if he's a nice guy with a good heart and he's not paying the bill and picking it up, because he was raised correctly, I can tell. In the Caribbean, you are raised with manners and brought up see. So that's a word that they make up in the Caribbean.
Okay, because I was like,
trust
brought
me,
up see.
It's real. Caribbean people back me on this. Brought up see is a real word. You know, but what I'm saying is, if he's not paying the bill, that means he ain't got it. He will not try to play these girls. If he had the
but
money,
okay,
he'd do
it.
Don't take
I don't
nowhere.
Get it, but I'll still pay for it. I'll still find a way. I ain't going out unless
like,
I find a way.
Why would you ask somebody out somewhere that you can't pay for? Like, be like, yo,
well,
I can't.
A lot
I,
of
would,
these,
I would
but...
never ask somebody out. Bitch, I'll save up all week. Be like, for this date,
you know
I'm going to be like, I'm going to take him out. Bitch, and then not know, like, all right, well, now I gotta eat fucking ramen noodles for the next 3 days.
You know what I'm
which we all have done if we keep it 100. You know what I'm saying?
Sure have, sure
Cheddar
will.
Biscuits, you feel me?
Okay, Red Lobster,
I'd be like, run them Cheddar Biscuits back.
Go to Sizzler.
She gotta get full.
Sure will, get that Malibu chicken. All right.
Wait, at Sizzler?
Are you kidding me?
I don't Sizzler.
With the honey mustard
okay,
sauce.
I just discovered that Sizzler is like still a thing.
It's not.
Only out here. Only out here.
No, out here it is.
They close it. They shut it down everywhere else across the nation.
Check out the one right by me.
Sharif Fletcher loves Sizzler, and I had no idea it still existed.
Only out here. Only out here.
We're going to have to get the buffet. Uh-huh. Some Malibu, 2 Malibu chicken breasts with the buffet.
I don't want to bust your bubble, but the steak at Sizzler is not really steak.
Of course it's not a Sizzler.
First of all, what does that even mean?
I can't go to a place.
When you go to the fucking Olive Garden, guess what? Your shit get microwaved.
I don't go to Olive Garden. I'll tell you a quick story. I went to Olive Garden in Minneapolis. Back me up on this, baby. I had the shits.
Did you really about just Julie Harper, his future wife?
Because I was out check in Minneapolis with my baby.
Bay one.
Shout
bay
out
one.
To my baby. Hey,
because they're
hey,
only
bay.
One.
Hey,
girl.
Me
and Courtney out here like.
Me and Courtney out there like spilling shit.
He just wasted.
Why would you do that?
Why are you going to fan
know.
It?
I tried.
He just wasted much. Half the champagne, and then
it was funnier.
We have knocked out past the first page of notes.
Okay, so anyway,
James gonna put up and be like, "Y'all,
how
jump.
Do you have that much champagne left?"
And that's what I'm saying.
Because you poured my shit and you
poured
split
me.
You poured
shit.
Mine and I'm good.
Me and Courtney.
I'm gonna read the chat room. I'm gonna check it out.
Me and Courtney are drowning. I mean, thirsty over
no,
here.
No, you.
Junior
I
bacon
see.
Cheeseburgers. I like Junior bacon cheeseburgers.
Okay, no cheeseburgers. Let's talk about
Sizzler though.
No, I don't eat at Sizzler.
If you're going to get a Junior bacon cheeseburger and you're gonna go down. On that route.
I got a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger
Sky
today.
Sky Patterson, he
at
is
Wendy's
beautiful,
or McDonald's.
Unique, intelligent. Who still eats at Wendy's?
Me, well, yeah, I don't.
Stop it.
No, I don't even know
Wendy's
where
is Play-Doh.
Is. I don't eat Play-Doh.
Sunset and La Brea.
Why?
Boy, by no one. You, that's a broke bitch.
What?
That's a safari motherfucker if you had that. Because my thing is,
thank
if
you James,
fucking,
the
oh, James, I love you.
James
world.
Is amazing.
Because my thing is if you fucking drunk, hungry, after a club in Hollywood, you go into Kitchen 24.
Of course, that's what I would be doing.
If you go into
fries,
Wendy's,
of course.
That's a sloppy junk. Anyways,
no.
We're moving on from that. We're not here for that. We're not here for that,
as
Stefan.
The hell,
you get married, right? Ray J over here. Anyways,
just
so,
for the record, I just want y'all to know that Wendy's on Sunset and La Brea. We go to when you go to.
Stefan,
the,
you ain't never booked a commercial for Wendy's or Hennessy, and you out here right now.
Hold on,
you out here.
I booked a commercial for Wendy's with Dave Thomas when he was alive. Shout out to Dave Thomas.
Is Dave Thomas still
rest
alive?
Rest in peace.
Oh, he's
yeah,
dead.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say, wasn't he like dead when I was like four?
I've been doing commercials a long time.
Oh. That's right.
Get
he
that coin.
Baby commercial when he was
he
a,
got
was
money.
Tricks for Kids or something.
Was
that?
Was
he got Kayla Monroe know about Kitchen 24. Kayla Monroe.
Kayla know about
Kitchen 24. Kitchen 24 is the business.
No,
okay.
No, she knows that too. Kayla Monroe. I'm tired of talking to you through motherfucking text and Snapchat,
we
bitch.
We want to know who you
when
are.
When the fuck we hanging out?
For
I'm
real?
Hanging out with Ken with Kayla Monroe.
Kayla been
all
messing
right.
With us for all right. Years.
Moving on, Jess.
Moving on.
I'm still coaching.
Ain't nothing wrong with Wendy's.
Can
go ahead, moving on.
I'm just trying to make sure it's all the way up.
I'm just going to accept
he was
it.
Everywhere.
We're going to accept it. All right, so Safari and Rosa, they start getting into it. She says he don't pay for girls, dinner, and that he wants to be like Ray J and all that. I don't think he wants to be like that. I think Safari is still trying to figure out who he needs to be after a breakup with a huge celebrity
that
he helped create.
Tough. Yeah.
And when I say help create, it's like a Shonda Willie thing. They've been together for so long, that becomes your life.
Yeah.
And when you see Safari talk and go into these characters, and then you look at Nicki Minaj, you're like, oh, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Now Nicki's been quiet and she's been hugged up on a dude because she's taking on his personality. And I don't mean, like, I don't know how to explain that in any
way. No, that makes sense because they were together through their, like, teens and 20s. And teens and 20s is sort of when you discover and, like, determine who you are and who you're going to be or whatever. But if you were in a relationship that whole time, who you are is very much married to whoever you were with at the time. So then you're here at 30 or, you know, early 30s, like, whoa, I don't
who
know
am I?
What that
for
is.
For real, yeah.
I don't know what I
I'm
am
naked
without
you.
This other person. So I get it.
Oh, my God. Someone to feel without this after show.
Lost without you. Can't feel myself.
Yes, Shonda. Okay, so Safari.
That was when Thick was nice.
Oh,
and then
for
he
real.
Became a hoe.
And Nicki said Safari got to get his change together before
he.
But here's my thing though. Nicki shaded Safari on his coin, right? But I'm like, girl, like at the end of the day,
she didn't totally shade him.
She kind of did because she didn't back him
Rosa
up when Rosa.
Shaded him.
But here's my thing, you allowed Rosa to talk shit. Safari has never really talked shit about Rosa. We haven't heard him talk shit. So you allowed Rosa to talk shit about Safari. I felt some sort of way, you know what I mean? But that's because Safari, my
but
man.
I think Rosa
Safari.
Was defending herself, and I think she had every right.
She
Safari came for her a little bit when she was trying to be nice off top.
Was she?
She was. She was like, yo, you.
All the way, though?
Not all
I mean,
the way,
she,
but
enough,
she was
or
like disrespectful.
Catty.
No,
cat.
She, no, enough, she was saying. She was trying to be nice. Safari came at her. That's why he doubled back. He's a good dude.
I do.
Came all the way back. He didn't have to apologize. It was way later, and we forgot about it. And he was like, hey, look, I was wrong. I shouldn't have come at you like that.
I love that he did that.
I do appreciate
it. And that was sincere. That's the only sincere thing that happened on the entire freaking episode.
Okay, no, I'm not. Pam's hair was the only sincere thing.
I'm leaving.
I'm out.
After the show.
Headphones off.
Bitch, Pam.
Off.
Pam looked like she bought her wig from Spirit Halloween, y'all.
No.
I was on motherfucking Magnolia in Burbank, bitch. Courtney, you did not get on the ground.
Magnolia.
Pam looked like,
Magnolia,
you know, Spirit Halloween.
I know what you're talking about.
Bitch.
I know what you're talking about.
I was just like, Pam sat like a dude with like...
slumped over.
Pam was like, yo.
What up, Nick?
I fucks with Lyrica Senior. I fucks with Lyrica Senior. My thing is... My thing is... It didn't break down.
Thank God, and it's such a thick bottle.
Yeah, so just please, like, this is what I'm saying. Just check us out, you know what I mean? Follow me.
Follow me.
Oh my God.
Jesse's
to
host.
Those of y'all that are listening, you know, Jesse just got really excited. Some bottles fell on the floor. But we love Pam.
And we're hoping.
Here's
no,
what I really
want
to say.
Listening,
about that moment right there.
Please
stick with us for the entire 45
crying.
Minutes that we're going to talk right now.
I'm crying.
And then immediately go to Black Ink.
Oh no,
Chicago!
Man, we gonna do all that.
We
have a whole other bottle.
I just want them to continue to follow us
this show,
all night.
It's
this
a 2-hour show.
The rest of the night.
Black Ink Crew, we going right in from Love and Hip Hop. It's just gonna be a
they
party.
They know it, but we gotta watch it first. So
wait, can you play
that
song?
An hour
it's
later.
A party. It's a party. It's a party. Hey. Okay. So.
Okay. Back
but
to you.
I am kind of mad that they let Pam show up like that.
Wait,
like,
I don't want to talk about Pam yet. Can we talk
about
Fizz?
Talking about Pam.
I know because her wig just brought. Came to my face. Okay, let's
talk about
Fizz. No, go ahead. Talk about Fam. Spirit Halloween. I'm gonna switch it. Spirit Halloween costume store wig.
I wonder why Fizz still got that tooth.
What I want to talk about, not the ring. Speaking of ring, A1, when he gave the ring to Lyrica, before he did that, apparently he had liposuction. Like, what the
fuck? Okay, so I just did a show that I had to know what it was, but it was like man boobs. Mm-mm.
You don't know
gynecological
this.
Word for man boobs.
You don't know this.
I don't remember the word.
So,
but it's something like
Gladys Knightson type stuff.
What?
Remember Gladys Knightson?
No.
Had the...
How do you know Gladys Knightson? Is his tea
I
in the news?
He robbed his mom with
wait,
the waffles.
What?
He robbed his
Yo,
mom.
He was out of control.
He robbed waffles?
And he got the full-on lipo, dog.
You're talking about like when guys use steroids and then they
No. There's some men that have like higher estrogen, so you end up with breasts. And it's difficult to get the hormones
I don't know anything about
off.
Estrogen
called,
and
like,
men. I'm all masculine in
oh,
this
here we
bitch.
Go.
testosterone like a motherfucker.
Anyway.
Gladys Knightson
used to spin this. I'm just going to talk about this shirt all day. That his mama won on Wheel of Fortune.
My mama won this on Wheel of Fortune. I had to give a shout out to Patrina Trice.
I love her.
She's
that
the
was
love of my
so
life.
Sweet,
thank you, Mom,
y'all.
For always being my
Stephon
biggest fan
crazy, but
and supporter.
He be taking care of his mom. Is so sweet.
I do.
Speaking
I do
of mamas, her. So Lyrica Senior felt Pam was acting entitled.
Y'all got my wig on.
She said... that she trained her daughter. And she said, and don't come for me for saying that because the Bible says train up a child.
And it does.
That it does say that.
We did admit that it's only in,
the
in
way,
some translations.
And the way he should go.
King
and
James,
when he is old,
King
he
James.
Would not depart from it.
It's called that's, gynecomastia.
What is it?
Gynecomastia?
Gyno. It's gynecomastia. Okay, yeah.
What is that?
The boot, man boots.
Oh, I'm like five.
No, we like train up a child. I was like, is that called something?
Gynecomastia.
The Lord didn't say nothing about
that. Jesus didn't say nothing about man titties.
Chlamydia is rampant on this show. Trust.
Who is?
Chlamydia. Whoa. Chlamydia is like a special guest on this show at all times.
Give us the
So shout out to A1 for your glaucoma.
Jesse ain't shit.
Kind, that's fucking rude as fuck. Shout out to A1 for your glaucoma and...
Your glaucoma?
I know.
Gynochlamydia.
Gynochlamydia.
He got them titties sucked out and gave them
okay,
to
but
his
we're
wife.
Not pointing out the, we're not pointing out the
thoughtful.
Fact that...
That he wore his pearls.
We're not pointing
I
out
the... liked his pearls
Here's my thing.
Time. Because
I've
had...
seen A1 before the show and I'm just like,
he
what was going on?
Well,
I just never thought he was a big man. I had some man titties. At one point in my life,
but
honey,
that's because
you
were
go watch me.
Overweight.
We're not.
No,
we're missing the point.
Depressed because I was in a Love and Hip Hop marriage
situation.
We're missing the point for A1 that he was being supportive of his wife
that was
to be.
That was bullshit.
Because she was afraid.
He was joking.
Come on.
That's
just a masculine way of covering up that you got lipo.
I'm about to be on TV. I have titties. Yep. Please suck them out. I am getting lipo.
He did say that first.
Yes. Shout out to Misha C for the blue waffle throwback.
Hey, girl.
Okay, let's read this. I am Nikki said, I'm telling you, Pam was saving her coins living with A1 and Lyrica because she was saving girl. Every year to get that half off Halloween wig.
Oh, my goodness.
You ain't right for that.
I mean, because they
them wigs for Halloween expensive
as fuck. I went to Spirit to get some.
And that'd be plastic
hair. I have no idea what
y'all
are talking
about.
That's
not even like the good synthetic. You know, that's Spirit. Not no Futura hair.
I do, but I ain't never. I didn't check the wig prices. I
mean, yo, the wig prices be way. They be charging like $40 for like straight up plastic wigs. Like, it's not even like the blend.
It's like, I could buy some good hair.
You know what I'm saying? I could buy a wig online for $30 that look pretty tight. Like, you got me and you got me fucked up.
Fucked up, and Magnolia got me fucked up too. The one on Magnolia. I'll go to the one near
Nigel's?
The Beverly Center.
You talking about Nigel's?
No, I'm talking about Spirit.
Oh, you're talking about Spirit.
Halloween.
Okay. I'll go to the one in the suburbs for the Spirit.
No, Spirit, you fuck with the one on next to Beverly Center and in the suburbs. They good.
They good.
I'm lost.
A1 and his pearls of wisdom. All right.
A1 look like a blonde Orlando Brown. You wrong for that.
No, he don't. Oh, he does, actually.
A little bit.
He kind of does.
I read that, and I was like, a little bit.
Because remember, right. Orlando Brown disappeared for a while.
He did. Yeah.
We know if A1 ain't on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood next season, he on I'm So Raven Part 2.
No, he ain't going to be on
Season 2.
That's So Raven.
Because she ain't responding to his tweets.
No, because he was yelling and talking all out the side of his neck. She ain't going to put him on there. Congratulations, That's So Raven. You got a new job, girl, because you don't need to be on the view.
Because you were fired.
Tierra Marie and her misdemeanor. I'm just like, here's my thing. Shout out to Lyrica for keeping it real. She was like, nah, she ain't drink no more. Look, she like 10, 15 pounds. And as I looked at her neck, I was like, and they were doing the flashbacks. I was like, Stefan, to go back to you. She really did look like a claymation Tierra Marie. Like, I was like, dang, girl, you gonna be a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Y'all ain't right.
Yeah. When y'all
Santa Claus come back
down. Y'all came at me, but she went pumpkin face on everybody, and nobody wanted to join in because y'all felt like I was coming down on her. But she definitely gained that extra chin that no woman should have
under Sky any circumstances. A chandelier fell on what couch? I didn't see that. Did y'all see that?
I didn't see no chandelier falling.
Is this tea? Is this something on Baller Report or Shade Room? Like, I don't follow them. What do they say? He's also talked about Raven getting pregnant. Oh, y'all doing the most. I love you.
Raven ain't getting pregnant.
That was real late to the shade you was throwing.
Unless she purposely
shoots herself. Caleb Monroe, all the audience shot of the applause, though. Okay, first of all, their audience canning track was horrible.
Nobody cares. Their audience, like, whatever. They had to do what they had to do for editing.
And also, I just want to say, don't exaggerate the fact. I mean, 10, 15 pounds is very, very noticeable.
It's noticeable it's a little bit much. Small person. Because Tierra's a petite woman. She's not a tall girl.
Right.
She's
That's a bit what, much. 5'4"? She probably lost 5 pounds. I'll give her 5.
I mean, I would give her 7 to 9.
Either way, she ain't make 10.
Sky Patterson, once again, Tierra Marie's new album.
7 to 9.
Hold up. Tierra Marie's new album is coming in November 2000. You can't say.
Is that real?
It's November.
It's November 2016. No, we still got.
No,
sorry,
we
Misha,
still
you
got
16
100. Days because the gas company will not come and put my oven on until November 30th. So we
yes, Courtney
time.
Got a new space.
I'm so
I
mad.
I can't wait to turn
it's
up
everything.
Until
I'm so
it's
mad.
Everything.
I can't cook until November.
First,
30th.
And I'm so mad. It's so bougie. I can't even move into her apartment. But she gonna motherfucking find her way.
First
in
off,
there.
Court because of all the turnips at my place. I'm expecting my invite.
First of all, we haven't had a turn up at
Negro,
your place
you ain't
since
you've
been
no more.
Married. We gonna be in
you
Minneapolis.
Got married and left us.
We gonna be in Minneapolis to turn
like,
up with Mrs. Trice. Miss Trice.
Skiing.
No, bitch, we gonna be at Miss Trice's house. Like, hey,
they play hockey out there, okay, guys.
I don't wanna ski.
And what I don't do. Is that
we don't play hockey, we don't do ice skates, we want to ski.
And I hope her album is on DatPiff because
I
will be downloading
what is
it.
DatPiff?
There.
Okay,
do it's
I need, should
everything.
I know what
you
that
get
is?
Free albums, mixtapes.
How do I know and not know what that is, Jesse? You're not doing your job, you're
DatPiff
supposed to keep
where you
because
get all the
you get it from
download.
Me, anyways.
Oh, that's right,
download all the mixtapes.
I don't be downloading stuff. Thank you, boo.
Congrats, Courtney, on your
I moved again.
Oh, congrats, Courtney. My place has been popping. Y'all ain't never congratulate me.
Speaking of popping, Nina Parker, Girl, them traps, girl, I see that.
Y'all need to stop.
Sometimes yo, shout out to my trainer, Dexter. Gonna get my traps popping.
No ring yet.
We starting back, what?
I got some arms.
They said, where's the ring stuff? No ring yet.
We working on it, y'all.
He get an apartment
look
first.
At me right around February.
Blasphemous.
February 2017.
Look at him, blasphemous.
Wait, y'all got a date? Wait, February,
no, no,
wait,
no.
What?
An apartment in Minneapolis.
Hey!
Leaving the West Coast, y'all.
He
leaving us.
No, I never leave the West Coast, best coast, but I will be. Anyway,
like, what's going on? What's going on, Steph?
So, what's happening in your life?
Just expanding.
Hip-hop is boring.
Just expanding my horizons.
Okay. Mm,
so everyone should follow you where?
Follow Stefan.
Follow me at Stefan.
I am Stefan.
But if you want to see what morefirenation.com
It's true, because there's going to be a lot of big things coming out of that. And so anyways, let's move on from Tierra.
Yeah, Jesse got a trainer, y'all. He be working out and shit. Y'all don't see him in like 3 months, but
he didn't have to get the gastric.
Sure didn't.
He didn't.
Colostomy.
Because I ain't got a boyfriend or girlfriend that gonna be like, all right, girl, you know what?
He just started working out.
We gonna
do this together. Y'all gotta hurry up. I gotta update.
Gastric colostomy. You didn't do it.
We gotta close it out.
Gladys Knight, y'all look it up. Gladys Knight's son got the whatever that is.
I just know he robbed her.
Chlamydia. He got the glastic.
Hashtag no one cares. speaking of no one cares, Fizz says that there's a million Nickies out there.
Nobody cares.
He can build a bitch.
Well, when you're talking about L.A., that is true.
That is true, but at the same time, you were so into it, and you were sprung off of it, talking about, can I have your key? Can I be up in your house? Shut the fuck up.
Well, we heard the truth.
That's what you like.
We heard the truth.
That's what you want. Don't try to clock her for it when you was trying to get up on it.
We heard the truth. Safari was putting it down.
Can you play Beyonce, check up on it?
Yeah, he got mad because she said on that
Safari was putting it down.
Hey,
listen, Nicki never said this. Let me tell you how Fizz told on himself. She said, Safari's putting it down, you wasn't, blah, 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 right? Fizz got up, dapped Safari, and said, much respect to you for lasting longer than me.
I need to leave right now.
That's what Fizz said.
Watch the episode again.
Hence why I won't use good lotion.
I'm about to walk out of this studio now.
She didn't say nothing about long lasting.
I'm leaving.
She said, Safari's putting it down, he was a little bigger than you. He said, shout out to
turn
you.
Turn the lights pink.
Can we go now?
Shout out to you for lasting longer than me.
I'm done.
Fizz is a minute man, son. He a little dude and a minute man. Can't be both, Fizz. You can only be one.
Check on me tonight.
Hey.
Boy, I know you want it.
I love this.
Hey.
The way she kills
in
this tennis skirt.
To get champagne. I will fuck champagne up.
I
never realized how much I like champagne until I sit next to Courtney.
Hey.
She loves the champagne, doesn't
she? We do.
You'll run through champagne.
She does.
But I gotta say, Fizz did have a good comeback because, Nicki, you literally locked yourself into all of these situations. She said, Fizz is just mad because I said Safari had better dick. And he said, in every interview, all you talk about is the dick you sit on.
But no, that was him being like...
But it's true, though.
What are the relevance?
She came in here and she did not talk about no dick she was sitting on. I don't feel like he came at her right at all. Because
she didn't. But on the show, literally, like, I didn't think of it like this. But then at the end of the day, it kind of really is. Like, her storyline is about
dick.
Who she's fucking.
And his storyline is who can he try to fuck but can't actually fuck happy because nobody's gone. So you're not above
it.
Stop playing. Like,
he's
you don't get to clock her for that.
But she didn't have that shade to throw back. So unfortunately, we gonna give Fizz his caddy library card. Librarian card. Fizz, you can sit on
my... I feel you, Court. You are right.
Fizz can sit on my couch.
But Nicki didn't say that.
But that's because she was like, I ain't got time for this motherfucker. He ain't shit.
No, she didn't think of it quick enough.
Well, she was hung.
She would have had time for
it. She was booed up with Rosa.
Okay.
Booed
she don't
she
care.
Was booed up.
Oh,
anyway.
My gosh.
And I'm just like, what does Rosa know that...
Rosa don't know
look at Rosa again. What does Rosa know?
Well.
Let's talk about this, though. We got to end it on this. All right? So,
please,
Willie and Shonda... Shonda said that she's mad at Willie for putting his family on blast on national television. Willie said that he used to be a wingman with his homeboy, and that's how he got to know Kaisha.
The end of it all is that Willie is stupid, and that whole story was stupid because all of it did not have to go down like that.
You know what I learned?
His whole family on national TV to fuck them up like that, and he never had to do that.
You know what I learned, and I don't want to put
but they have a new single out, so make sure you guys check out their new single.
What is it called? We Love Each Other More.
I don't want to isolate Willie because I get
no,
making,
you don't get that shit.
Can I just say, I don't want to isolate you, Willie, because I understand under pressure making the wrong decision.
But
here's the deal.
You would have been here.
I met Willie. He's a good dude.
When? Not here.
When he was here.
Oh, you were here.
Done.
I met Willie. He's a good dude. Here's the thing.
Done.
All this could have been settled, Willie, squashed. But you, if you would have just come out.
Bye, William.
And I feel like even on the reunion show, you were still not
Willie
coming
Taylor ain't
clean.
Shit, Francisco. You,
you
right.
weren't coming clean. And now here, obviously, that's after the reunion show. Everything's over. I get it. He was a much different person when we met him here. On the reunion show, he still wasn't coming clean, and that is never going to work.
So they have a
Live
new single
in the light,
called,
Willie.
They have a new
Truth
single
wins.
Called Better at Loving You. No, we have one more topic left, actually.
Truth wins.
So Kaisha Cockroach said, he said, when were we in love? She said that you knew we were in love. I took care of you when you were in Quiet Storm, bitch.
That's real.
You're going to bring a throwback name. She said, when you were broke, I took care of you.
That's all
she
that's
said.
That's real.
I was married. She
I
said,
am over it all.
And me and Shonda were pregnant at the same time.
That shit is crazy.
Then Jason Lee hopped up talking about pink pussies and sucking dick. And I was just like, I mean, we could probably read that online. But then Masika versus Brandy. We're going to end it on Masika versus Brandy. Y'all. Oh, actually, no, we ain't. We're going to end it on that. Masika versus Brandy. So Masika says that, well, no, that's what I said. I said she wanted to be Joanne the Scammer. Brandy said that she begged Max for a track jawbreakers in your mouth. And I'm just like, Brandy, you can't be talking about other people's jawbreakers when your man.
Yeah, y'all got a mouth issue in the family, so you should never talk about mouth.
Issue.
Yeah. But Masika does have.
But it does look like Max is getting
mouth.
Braces and putting the gold in his mouth.
Braces.
You know what's weird about Masika having a lisp?
With that?
With a big ass mouth? Like,
I'm done.
Shouldn't you? Shouldn't you have enough room in a big mouth to not have a lisp? You know what I'm saying?
With that. No, then that's like special.
Extra.
All right, so Max had a. Apparently, Max had a break.
Courtney just left.
So apparently Max had a baby with Brandy.
That shit was some tea. But they just glazed over
Glazed over it. This is the hard-hitting news. Nina Parker, don't talk about you a journalist, bitch. Because, I mean, I feel it, but you on the Love & Hip Hop reunion. I wasn't getting paid when I asked motherfucking Abby Lee and Sunday asked her about motherfucking, bitch, you going to jail next year. I was like, look, I ain't getting paid to try and catch this tea. But, bitch, you, I'm sure, was getting paid on the Love & Hip Hop reunion. So, girl, why would you not feed into that?
She missed a great moment. She missed a great moment. And I don't think she's a bad journalist.
I don't think she's a bad journalist. Is that she a journalist and learned how to make her traps pop?
I don't think she's a bad journalist. I think she missed that moment because they told her, don't you go down this road.
No, bitch, that's the road. Who told her that? I know Mona Scott ain't told her that, which Mona. Just because this is my last motherfucking after show, we going to have our one-on-one. One day, let me tell you, you, me, Mona, we gonna have our one-on-one. That's why I'm ending this, because I gotta build my platform to a bigger level, so that because you gonna be promoting Love & Hip Hop, so that way we have that. We gonna have a discussion.
You're damn right.
Sure are, sure will.
Listen, look for this name.
Truly,
look for this face.
Truly.
Look for this face and this name.
Truly. All right. So then Brandy says that Beyonce is like a big sister to her. Solange and Brandy grew up together.
I believe that. Shout out to that Solange album. Everybody talking about it's the.
But we gonna end it on this. Because this is how I want all y'all to leave this show. We gonna leave on a positive comment.
Yeah.
Brandy was asked, do you understand the difference between business and pleasure? And Brandy's comment was, oh, I understand everything. I'm very intellectual.
No, you're not.
Let's talk about another really good moment. You know, Fizz had to come out and say that, you know what I mean, man, we all young black men, and I love you, Max, and, you know, we all good, you know, let's all hang out together.
What, Max? What?
And do positive
You're a great
things.
Producer. Don't talk.
And do positive things. What's positive? That's Fucking other women? Like, I'm just confused. And then Safari.
Because you did get somebody else pregnant. We'll find out later, Max. Ooh,
but that'll be next season on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Safari wanted a group hug. Nina Parker didn't give it. I'm over it. I love you guys so much. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I promise you, I have something that y'all gonna really love, and it's coming real soon. And it'll be, just check out jessiejane.com or follow me everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
I'm everywhere at Stuart Charlotte.
Hey, I got some stuff that y'all would love too. Go to morefirenation.org. We are always helping people. And if you want to follow me, I'm doing some really cool stuff. And I am Stefan. Please check it out.
Boom, you guys can hit us up everywhere at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Please don't be in my DMs, my Twitter, my Instagram, whatever it is, being like, Jesse, why are you not doing Love and Hip Hop no more? Because I've said it the past three episodes. I'm done. I'm over it. I'm tired. But again, because of this, and I love y'all so much.
Love, love.
I have developed something amazing for you guys because I know how much what you guys feel about me. I know you guys feel about my peoples up here, my friends.
Yeah.
What's that?
I'm shout out to all the noobs out there, you know what I'm saying, that watch us.
Is that a gang sign?
All those people, you know, on college campuses.
That's not
that
Greek.
Are represent
Greek.
That is Greek.
That's Black Greek. That fake Greek.
Jesse's like, I'm Greek. That's not Greek. That's not Greek.
So make sure you guys check us out everywhere at AfterBuzzTV.com. Till next, well, boo.
Stay we love y'all.
Just stay live right now. We
stay
about
live.
To do Black
Ink
Crew.
In an hour.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a minute. Bye. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.